Thanks for joining us. I'm Diane Rehm. 3 decades into her career, Mary Chapin Carpenter is taking stock of it all and looking ahead to the unknown. In her 14th album, just out, the Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter reflects on her past, which includes loss, grief, and hope over the last decade, and explores the simultaneous pull of wanderlust and longing for home. The album is not only a reflection of her own life, but includes reaction to events in the world today that have moved her. The new album is titled The Things That We Are Made Of, and here to talk about her music and the things she is made of, Mary Chapin Carpenter. I'm sure many of you will want to join the conversation. Give us a call, 800-433-8850. Send us an email to drshow@wamu.org. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Mary Chapin, it's wonderful to see you again.
It's so wonderful to be here.
And I want to hear more of this piece.
What else is there but the voice inside your heart? Something tame, something wild. Some nights I'm woken up by something stirring in my chest. It's a feeling I've no name for. It's hard to catch my breath. I'm staring down the great big lonesome as I'm listening for the dwindling of time. What else is there but the echoes in your heart? Something tame, something wild. So the things that matter to me now are different from the past. I care less about arriving than just being in the path of some light carved out of nothing. The way it feels when the universe has smiled. What else is there but the beating of your heart? Something tame, something wild. Here's the shoebox full of letters. Here's the map I won't forget. Voices and the lessons and the signals that connect us, manifested to the spirit, way deep down where it goes unseen by the eye. What else is there but the love inside your heart? To a life like a fireworks to a star. Over and above you in its arc, something tame, something wild.
Holiday. Lots listening. Just love it.
I'm so happy to see you.
Well, and, you know, I think you and I are both in very reflective moods these days.
I think so.
Tell me about looking inward and what that's meaning to you right now.
Well, you know, I started writing the songs for this record about 4 years ago. And, you know, whenever I've started a record, I haven't really had a topic or an agenda or anything to sort of stitch the songs together. They just kind of come out. And when I finished the writing for this record, I was able to sort of see it as one thing, and it really was this sort of document of where I am in my life, what this age that I'm at is bringing to me, what I have lost along the way, but what we talked about the artistic insight of middle age. And I think we live in a culture that sort of says these sort of easy things, that middle age is a time of loss, and, you know, with maybe it's health or professional issues or, you know, taking stock and feeling regret for what didn't come true or something. But what I've discovered is that the great inspiration of life comes to you at this time. It's the idea that, to quote one of my favorite poets, G.K. Chesterton, the soul survives its adventures. And that's what you discover at this time in your life.
You have to have courage, however, to make it through those adventures, because some are positive and some are not.
Of course, but I think it's true that you don't really know what you have until you're faced with having to draw upon it.
You've had lots of things happen to you since I last saw you.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I've lost both parents, and I had a serious illness, and I became divorced, and I've just had to. But those are things that happen to everyone, you know, and you keep going. And I have tried as much as possible to find my way through with the comfort of songwriting.
Exactly.
And work and purpose. And that's the other thing that I think you discover at a certain time in your life, that you have, you get to a point you don't care what people think. You have autonomy. These are the benefits of personal growth and control and purpose. These are things that belong to you. And you may not have realized it, but you probably can't feel those things to the degree that you feel them when you're younger. Now.
What does the reality of reaching middle age, however you define it, what does that reality mean to your heart?
To my heart? You mean in a love sense, in a romantic sense, any sense?
Any sense.
Any sense. Strength. It means strength to me. But it's also, more than anything, just being as honest as possible with myself about myself and accepting what I'm not good at, accepting what I need to work on as a person, as a human being, as a friend, as a member of my family, every relationship I have. Because I feel like in the end, that's all that matters, are how we're connected to one another.
By the way, I do want to say we are video streaming this hour because people want to see you, Mary Chapin. They truly want to see you. They love your voice. They love your words. They love your music. But they also like to see you. So we are video streaming. But so many people feel their greatest strength in their youth.
Isn't that true?
And you, and I must say, I join you in this, you feel it now in middle age.
Well, I was reading somewhere that, you know, when you're in your 20s and 30s, when things don't go right or something goes terribly wrong for that matter, and I agree with this because I experienced it, it feels like the end of the world. It does. And it's just how am I going to recover from this? And I don't feel that way anymore when things don't go my way.
Well, it's almost because the end of the world, your world, does begin to happen and you realize
the soul survives its adventures.
The soul survives. Mm-hmm. There are so many beautiful songs on this album.
Thank you.
Where did you begin writing?
Well, literally, I began writing out at my farm. I live about a little ways west of here in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and it's an extraordinarily lovely place, an enormous amount of solitude, quiet, peace, serenity. It is a muse unto itself in a way. And I started writing these songs there, and it continues to be this place that just feeds me.
Mary Chapin Carpenter, her new album is called The Things That We Are Made Of. And when we come back, she's going to play some of her songs for us. Don't forget, we are live video streaming as well as broadcasting. Stay with us.
Christmas card showed a perfect family. Everything runs right on time. Years of practice and design. Spin and polish till it shines.
DCS Daily.
DCS Daily.
DCS Daily.
It's news,
culture, and curiosities.
From the District, Tacoma Park,
Alexandria,
Friendship Heights,
Hyattsville,
Falls Church,
Northeast Washington, D.C., in your inbox every weekday afternoon.
DCS Daily.
Sign up at dcs.com/newsletter.
dcs.com/newsletter.
Rate and review The Diane Rehm Show on iTunes. Every Friday, Diane gathers veteran journalists and experts in analysis.
What's your take on this?
Well, obviously, I think going forward, one of the big takes is the political take. What does all this mean for the presidential campaign going forward?
You can find out more at drshow.org or go to wamu.org.
Across the railroad tracks, down the gravel road, headlights throw a beam on the way back home. Lie down, listen wide awake to the trains that roll, to the sound time makes. It passes through the air like a summer storm, catching on my sleeve like a rose's thorn. Sometimes it whispers, sometimes it roars, flies like the wind, waits by the door. And I know you know, and that's all I need. When the light of day looks like night to me, when you're far away and I'm all alone, I can't explain, I know you know. It fills up my chest, fills up my eyes like an old glass jar filled with fireflies. Sometimes I'm still, sometimes I sigh, sometimes I'm lost and I don't know why.
I know you know, and that's all I need. When the light of day looks like night to me, when you're far away and I'm all alone, I can't explain. I know you know. And in the morning light, before the heat sets in, call the dogs to run where the shade has been. Across the railroad tracks, lay your silver down, find it smooth and flat, stars for your crown. And in the blue distance, where our lives unfurl at the edges of the sky, in the beauty of the world, I know you know, and that's all I need. When the light of day looks like night to me, when we're far away and we're all alone, I can't explain.
Ah, beautiful Mary Chapin.
Thank you.
Mary Chapin Carpenter, that was The Blue Distance, one of the brand new songs in her new album titled The Things That We Are Made Of. And you say that that really describes the atmosphere in which you dwell.
It does. Certainly, the aspects of nature and serenity and quiet and the sense of being able to hear yourself think, but also looking out into the world. I have this hill behind my farm where I can look west and see, I think, into the next state on clear days. It's so amazing. And I was reading an essay by an Icelandic writer named Ronnie Horn, who spoke about blue being the color of distance, the color of loss, the color of where you cannot be, attaching all these sort of emotional aspects to the color, which I think artists have used and drawn from forever. And when I sit up on that hill, it feels that way. Absolutely. It's both happiness and a sense of just feeling so small, which some days can be hard, but other days can be okay.
How much time do you spend alone?
I'd say a lot. But I guess it also depends on if you feel alone when you're with your dogs or your cats. I'm sure that there's a constituency out there that understands what I'm talking about.
How many dogs, cats do you have now?
Well, the truth is, when I moved to the farm, I had 6 dogs and 4 cats. And now I'm down to 2 3 cats. So, but we're definitely a posse. We keep each other company.
There's a lot about maps and travel in this album.
Yeah.
Talk about that, because you are moving around the country, you are singing, you are meeting people, and yet that solace when you return home.
Well, I sort of make jokes. My middle name is Boarding Pass. You know, it's just, I travel a lot. That's true. It's what our job, this job requires. But, you know, when I was writing about it and thinking of different ways to describe that gypsy life of a sort, there's one song on the record called What Does It Mean to Travel? And it uses the idea of travel is really, it's a metaphor for living, really. From departure to arrival, what does it mean to travel with your suitcase by the handle holding everything you need? Are you going or are you coming? The thoughts that come into my mind when I'm, you know, on a flight, especially at night over the ocean. I don't know why, but it seems like the existential things get going in my brain. And I tend not to be able to sleep on flights, so I'm always awake and I'm walking the aisles and, you know, just looking around. And, you know, there's a sense of comfort being alone, being unknown, being utterly sort of anonymous in the world. And then again, there's that the duality. There's other days where you feel like such an orphan and it physically hurts and it's hard. So this song and this record really is about those two opposing feelings and how they intersect and how to sort of exist with them.
I have often felt, especially on flights overseas, that sense of being between here and nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sort of just caught.
Suspended.
And it's a good place to be because it's without bonds somehow.
And there must be something to the idea that when you're, at least when you're flying over land too, and you can look down and see how vast the world is, that puts things in perspective faster than just about anything else and helps you get out of your head and get out of your own way.
How do you manage the farm? Do you have lots of help?
No, I don't have any.
Don't have any help?
No, I have the help of my neighbors. I have wonderful, wonderful neighbors who are always there when I need them and look after the dogs and the cats. And I have my dear neighbor, Jimmy, down the road. He lets me drive his tractor, and I help bush hog and cut hay with him.
I'd love to hear the title track.
Oh, yes.
If we could. The things that we are made of. Let's hear it.
I remember driving down the rutted roads late at night, following the summer moon, bright as any pair of headlights. Felt the air on my face, and the night pressed inside my palm, a moment captured in a place. This memory stays strong. Oh, my darling, oh, my love. Oh, my darling, oh, my love, oh my darling, oh my love, the things that we are made of. And I remember feeling I'm alive and in no need of saviors. If the past's another country, I'm at the border with my papers. Where is your heart if not inside you? Where is home or are you lost? Where is love if not beside you? I had no answers, but they let me cross. Oh, my darling, oh, my love. Oh, my darling, oh, my love. Oh, my darling, oh, my love. The things that we are made.
silence of my shadow. When the twilight world is calling, the loneliness that knows me, by the cadence of my walk, the scar upon my elbow.
So much about your mother.
It's about a lot of people. And my mother's in there too, for sure.
It's hard.
Yeah. It's hard.
How long ago did she die?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. I'm so sorry, Mary Chapin. The grief is very much still there. She was a woman I knew. I knew your dad. Knew them both.
And I remember wishing for some other life than this one I've claimed. How often have I been convinced? How eagerly I'd make that trade. Then all at once I see your face in the summer night and the open door. Dimmer now, but not. And I know what these are for. Oh, my darling home.
And you're listening to the Diane Rehm Show. What do you think completion of this album has meant to you?
You know, every time I've made a record, Well, first of all, I need to get some time, you know. I need to get some perspective on it. And while I, you know, literally finished it late last year, it's just come out. So thanks for the Kleenex. it's just been released last week. And
I'm so fortunate to have you here.
For both of us. Thank you. But so it takes me some time to get a notion of it. And I'm still, you know, thinking of it. And I'm still thinking of what it means in the larger sense to me. One of the things that playing the last song, the title song, reminded me of was that I'm very old school when it comes to making records, and I believe in sequencing songs, that there's a real reason why one song follows another and one song opens a record, one song closes, that sort of thing. The thing that this record is about more than anything is the idea that you reach a time in your life and what's far more important to you than answers are the questions you're asking yourself. And from the very first song to the very last song, I'm asking questions in all of the lyrics. At the very end of, in the musical bridge, or actually in the second verse of The Things That We Are Made Of, and that's the last song on the record, I say, you know, I'm at the border with my papers, and
exactly.
They're asking me, where is your heart? Where is your home? Where is love? And my answer, I had no answers, but they let me pass. You know, it's like they let me through. And that's the thing. It's as if you reach a point. It's not knowing everything, but it's just being open to the world, and it's being open to everything. And that's what I want to be.
Open in new ways, do you believe?
In every way, absolutely. Leaving behind old habits that don't make sense, not even remembering why you have them. Mm-hmm. You know, why do you? It's just being open, being freer.
Mary Chapin Carpenter. Her new album is titled The Things That We're Made Of. Short break. We'll be right back.
Is it too much to demand? I want a full house and a rock and roll band. Hands that won't run out of it, and cool quiet and time to play. Shouldn't I have it? Shouldn't I have it?
Rate and review The Diane Rehm Show on iTunes. Diane's conversation cuts through partisanship, like this moment with Justice Stephen Breyer.
If I think I'm deciding something on the basis of ideology, I know I'm doing the wrong thing. And so I fight my best against it.
You can find out more at drshow.org or go to wamu.org.
And for those of you just tuning in, the wonderful Grammy Award-winning songwriter and musician Mary Chapin Carpenter is with me. She has a brand new album out titled The Things That We Are Made Of. And I must remind you, we are video streaming this hour because I know how many of you enjoy seeing Mary Chapin play and sing as well as listening to her voice. Mary Chapin, there's a lovely song you're going to sing for us. Tell us about it.
This is a song that, we were talking earlier about difficulties in life and how they change you, how they can be isolating, how they can be so hard to get through. And this is a song about the idea that we tend to recognize our tribe out in the world. Sometimes it's just a gesture. Sometimes it's a word. Sometimes it's just a look. But when we do recognize that member of our tribe, it can make us feel so much less isolated. It makes us feel truly known, truly seen. And this is a song about that feeling called Hand on My Back.
I move through the world like an arrow that flies, slicing the air as I'm mapping the skies. And way deep down, the echoes remain, memories sounding like rattling chains. But lately I think I am coming around. I'm liking the feel of my feet on the ground. Last night I stopped dead in these tracks, recalling your hand on the small of my back. The slightest brush, but as powerful too as an electrical storm that's moving on through and is gone as fast as it came. Leaving nothing, not even the rain. When I was younger, how I took my time. Folly and wisdom form points on a line. From one to another, with space in between, for the lessons you learn that you dream. But tell me what happens when dreams don't come true, how you overcome some things until they overtake you, why you never got chosen, why you never felt claimed by some passion or person that is never explained. come on quiet, but I'm fierce as a lion. Life will take us apart, but we never stop trying to proceed as if whole and intact, like I felt with your hand on my back. Nothing can catch me when I'm moving fast, even those rattling chains of the past. So I'll go like that arrow, but with nowhere to land. I am losing velocity, height, and command. We all hit the ground, we all fall from the sky. We burn up, we break up, we wreck and we cry. But we're bound up together by sight and by pact that begins with the touch of your hand on my back.
Here's an email from Deborah, who says, Mary is one of my best friends, though she doesn't know it. She speaks to me in a way only a best friend can. Her music makes me cry just for the beauty of it. She is one of our greatest poets. Thank you for having her on so I can listen to her and be carried away while I sit here in my cube, carried away and carried back to my memories.
Oh, my goodness.
And you made me cry as well.
Yes, Deborah, we are friends.
We are friends.
We are all friends.
And then there's an email from Bill in Cincinnati who says, as a middle-aged male who's been listening and admiring and inspired by Ms. Chapin Carpenter's music since the 1990s, I would like to suggest that her music from early on has always been wise beyond her years. It's just that her physical self is starting to catch up to her wise soul.
Thank you, Bill.
My goodness. We can both cry.
I know. People are so lovely.
They are just lovely.
So lovely.
Adoring of your music.
My goodness.
Let's go to Hillsborough, North Carolina.
I know it well.
Hi, Mark. You're on the air.
Hello. A pleasure to talk to you. I've been listening to this show long enough that I still miss Arch Campbell. And I don't think I actually made it to the first Mary Chapin Carpenter concert. A fairly late comer until 1990 at the Birchmere. And seeing you and Sean Colvin was such a great experience.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks,
and we, you know, go back and see. Unfortunately, I missed your last concert in Chapel Hill because it was my first day of chemotherapy.
Oh.
But like everything else in my life, it was, you know, I've got ADD, so I moved on. It was just kind of an affair, a fling, you know, didn't mean much.
Oh,
but going back in history, if you mm-hmm. don't mind me dragging you back, mm-hmm. two questions mm-hmm. about your repertoire. Yeah, is there Young, Dumb, and Innocent ever going to be released?
Boy, Mark, you go way back. Holy, holy cow.
That was a great song, especially since
oh my God.
at that concert, my wife got walked in the stall in the ladies' room by a young nurse who was dating an older doctor.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you did that song, and it was just hysterical.
Well, I haven't thought of that song probably since that night, and we're talking many, many years. So I'll go through my papers. I've kept a lot of stuff, and hopefully there's still a piece of paper with the lyrics written on it. Maybe someday.
Maybe someday.
Outtakes for sure.
It was wonderful. And the other one was, I hear there's a tape of you, Cheryl Wheeler, and Sean Colvin at the Birchmere. I didn't know if that would ever be released.
I don't know about the tape. I've never heard it, but I remember those nights. So maybe there is.
That would have been truly astounding.
I think I laughed the whole time.
You did?
Probably.
Was it just...
Yeah, Cheryl Wheeler, Sean, two of the greatest, most poignant and wonderful songwriters and singer-songwriters out there, but also two of the funniest people you'll ever meet in your life. So I probably laughed the whole time.
All right, and here's Laurie in Charlottesville, Virginia. You're on the air.
Good morning, ladies. Such a privilege to speak with both of you. Mary, I have never met you, but I've been a fan for years.
Thank you.
And coincidentally, our moms were neighbors.
Oh.
And I lost my mom 14 years ago. I just want you to know I wondered about you and how you were doing and your mom, but my mom used to say with such admiration that your mom never bragged. She was so respectful of your privacy, and I thought I would share that. But I also wanted to say that being also in middle age, I so agree with your description.
Oh, God.
And when you said feeling orphaned, because I too have lost both parents, but also I've been a parent of children, and they're both adults now, and realizing how to redefine myself, not just as a parent, and being comfortable in the quietness of my new life.
That's so.
With a much emptier calendar.
Lord, I think that you've said it. You've said it. Yeah, absolutely.
We all come from different beginnings.
Yes.
But somehow we managed to get.
We have so much in common.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your call, Laurie. Here's a very powerful email from Beverly in North Carolina. She says, I'm a mother who lost both of her teenage sons in a car accident in 2002. We have to make a choice to grow from what life throws at us or die to our spirits. My husband and I chose to grow and live as fully as possible, fully dependent on God for our healing, almost 4.5 years after our son's death. We brought home a 9-month-old baby girl from China. Her name is Hope, and she will never replace our sons, but I have a different perspective raising a child past middle age. Life, she says, is such a gift.
Oh, Beverly, all the best to you.
I should say.
All the best to you and Hope and your husband. That's so wonderful. I've got goosebumps. That's so wonderful.
We have some other music I'd like to hear, and it is O Rosetta. Tell us about O Rosetta.
O Rosetta is an imaginary conversation with Sister Rosetta Tharpe, the great, great American singer, gospel singer, guitar player, one of the most underrated guitar players in the world. I was looking for comfort. I was looking for peace. Johnny Cash considered her his favorite singer. He loved to listen to her when he was a little girl.
Telling me the truth. If I listen and I cannot hear the music,
If I try to swim the ocean, I cannot reach the shore. If the world is offered love, it doesn't use it. Oh, Rosetta, what's it for? May I call you sister when we talk this way? You make me feel as if there's nothing I can't say. I know I'm not the first one you've brought comfort to, and I'm not the last that will look to you. If I wander and I cannot find the reason, if I keep my heart wide open and cannot feel the sun, and I'm not sure anymore what I believe in. Oh, Rosetta, am I the only one?
Mary Chapin, this has been a wild political year. Oh. How do politics affect you?
You know, I don't know if I'm alone in this. I have a feeling I'm not, but I've been experiencing like a lot of fear and distress as this political season has unfolded. Perhaps that's because the rhetoric of the campaigns have just become harsher and more polarizing. It seems as if truth is a casualty of the 24/7 news cycle. It just, things get obscured. I'm not sure, but I have a lot of fear about what the outcome might be. I don't feel a sense of I feel a lot of fear. I don't know how to explain it.
I wonder whether that is going to find its way into your music.
Well, it has in the past. I've not shied away from speaking my mind in song, and I don't use the stage as a pulpit, but I certainly feel free to advocate on behalf of things that I believe in and causes that mean something to me. So it's entirely, you know, possible.
Mary Chapin Carpenter, how wonderful to see you again.
Thank you.
And to know that you and I have about a 30-year history together.
Yes, we do.
And this album is just beautiful.
Thank you
so much. Thank you for it.
My pleasure.